In Pakistan, the main suspect in the disappearance of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl said today that Pearl has been killed. The reporter was seized 3 weeks ago in the Pakistani port city of Karachi. A Pakistani official says the government gives no credence to the suspect's statement. A spokesman for the journal said the newspaper remains confident Pearl is still alive. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh appeared in an anti-terrorism court in Karachi today and told the judge that he had carried out the kidnapping of Daniel Pearl and that, quote, as far as I understand, he's dead. Saeed did not offer any details about why or how he believed this to be true. Pakistani officials say they took Saeed into custody on Tuesday, and it was hoped he would quickly lead them to Pearl. At that time, police said Saeed told them that Daniel Pearl was still alive and in Karachi. Today's statement by Saeed in court only adds to the confusion surrounding the reporter's fate. Pakistan's foreign ministry spokesman Aziz Ahmed Khan.
This gentleman has been making several statements and changing these statements. A day or so earlier, he had said that he's alive. These statements coming from him, he has been changing them from day to day, and we cannot give any credence to any of the statements that he gives. As far as the concerned agencies are concerned, the government of Pakistan is utilizing all means possible to resolve this case as quickly as possible, and we hope that it will be resolved soon.
Saeed, who was brought to the court under heavy security, told the judge that he had his reasons for carrying out the kidnapping. I think our country shouldn't be catering to America's needs, he said. Pakistan has been a key ally of the U.S. in its war against terrorism. It has allowed the U.S. the use of its air bases and shared intelligence. President Bush praised Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf for his support after the two men met yesterday in Washington. Pearl's kidnapping has embarrassed the Musharraf government at a time when he is trying to garner international support for his effort to combat terrorism at home. Some here believe Daniel Pearl's abduction was a deliberate attempt to tarnish the image of the Pakistani president in the run-up to his visit to the U.S., a warning from militant groups unhappy with Musharraf's decision to limit their activities after September 11th and after the attack on the Indian parliament in December. Saeed is known to have links with several of these groups and is believed to be active in Jaish-e-Mohammed, one of two militant organizations recently banned by General Musharraf. The 27-year-old British-born Saeed spent 5 years in an Indian jail for the kidnapping of four Western tourists. He was freed in December 1999, along with two other men, in exchange for the passengers and crew of an Indian Airlines jet hijacked to the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. He told the court today that he had not been arrested but had turned himself in order to save his family from harassment. Pakistani authorities had detained several members of his family in the past few days in an attempt to convince Saeed to give himself up. He was formally charged with kidnapping in court today and ordered jailed for 2 more weeks. Daniel Pearl had been in Karachi investigating possible links between Al-Qaeda and alleged shoe bomber Richard Reid. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.